Section 3, how to register and enrol for online filing. Many of you will be familiar with online filing because of self-assessment, or perhaps the submission of CIS 300 monthly returns. So apologies for teaching Granny to suck eggs. We will start by logging onto the internet, and then go into the HMRC website at www.hmrc.gov.uk/login. If any of you are doing this as I'm talking, you'll be looking at the same screen as me. So here we go. First, we click on either Online Services at the top of the page between Contact Us and Sitemap, or we can click on PAYE for Employers, which is the blue part. The next screen or page that you should see will say, Welcome, do you have a user ID and password? If you or your client are not registered, just click on the Register tab under No, I am a new user. Next, click on Organization and tick the box PAYE for Employers. Good, now let's step back and think about what we need in the way of information to register. You or your client will need to have ready the following information before you can register. Firstly, the employer's pay-as-you-earn reference and the accounts office reference. The pay-as-you-earn reference could be something like 951/P for Peter 1234. But the accounts office reference will be 951/PZ or PN or something similar before there's some numbers. We can find the pay-as-you-earn reference and the accounts office reference from the yellow payslip booklet that HMRC provide for employers to make monthly or quarterly payments of pay-as-you-earn and NICs. Because I pay electronically, I no longer have a payslip issued to me, but I have the details on my permanent file. Still looking at the HMRC screen, we then have 5 steps to complete for registration, and we will need to note the user ID reference and also create a password. I always recommend printing a copy of the user ID reference page and that you make a note of the password you've chosen. If you don't want to print this off, copy and paste it onto a Word document and save it somewhere safe. HMRC will send us an activation PIN, but it will only be sent to the registered office or whatever other address that HMRC holds for that employer. So, do we need to tell someone to look out for this and pass it on to us? The activation PIN should arrive within 7 days, and it will expire after just 28 days. So we need to be sure to activate the registration as soon as possible, preferably as soon as it arrives. For those of you who are already registered for online filing, but perhaps haven't logged on since filing the 2009-10 PAYE returns last April or May, do you know where the login details are kept? Do you know where you've stored the user ID and/or the password? We do need to remind clients or colleagues about this long before the deadline for online filing of the returns. I must admit, I've been in some panic situations where someone's left and nobody knows where the predecessor kept the information. If the login information cannot be found, we can click on Lost User ID, Password or Lost or Expired Activation PIN, and HMRC will send us new details. However, that takes time, so we need to ensure that we check this out early enough, even if we're not ready to make a start on filing the actual returns. It will give us time to get new information.